Good morning. My name is Susan Brelsford, and our scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not entered into his glory. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. We are in our second week of our series, Living Water. Last week we talked about, are you thirsty? And I left you with three questions, and I hope that you spent some time reflecting on those. I certainly did. And the three questions were, are you thirsty? What are you thirsty for? And what are you drinking to quench that thirst? I was at the grocery store last week, and I was walking down the aisle, and I wanted to get some water. And do you know how many different types of water you find in the grocery store aisle? There was purified water. There was distilled water, spring water, filtered water, electrolyte water, alkaline water. But you know what I could not find as hard as I looked? I could not find living water. And that's what we're here today to find and to fill our hearts with. So I want to start with, in the beginning, water is something that is vital to life. So vital that it starts in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water." Water was there in the very beginning. And surprisingly enough, when you jump to the book of Revelation, all the way to the end, chapter 22, almost the last verse, verse 17, says this. And this is Jesus speaking in John's vision. "The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears this say, 'Come.' Let anyone who is thirsty, come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life." So from the beginning to the very end, water is important. It is a powerful metaphor. It is a powerful image of the life God wants us to have. And do you know that from beginning to end, there are 722 references to water in Scripture? That's a lot. It's more than faith or hope. Water. Water is life. So when we talk about water in Scriptures, what are some of those things that pop into your mind? Maybe it's the flood with Noah and how God used the water to cleanse the earth. Or if you're like me, I picture Charlton Heston standing there with his rod and the seas of the Red Sea part and bring the Israelites to safety and salvation. Or maybe it's Jesus turning water to wine, his very first miracle. Or perhaps his baptism by John in the Jordan River, when the dove descends and the Spirit says, "This is my beloved Son." Or maybe it's when Jesus walked on water, or when he calmed the raging seas, or maybe the well-beloved Psalm 23, when it says, "I will lead you beside the still waters. I will restore your soul. Water brings us great peace and comfort in our Lord. Several years ago, I went to a training called the School of Healing Prayer, and I spent a week in Jacksonville learning about this gift of healing through prayer. And it was very intense, lots of wonderful information, lots of prayer. And about Wednesday or Thursday, I was going through some little struggles in my own spirit and in my own soul. And they had a time where the prayer team walked around all the participants and offered prayer over them. And they told us that if the Spirit gave the person a word, they might speak to you during this time of prayer and speak that word to you. And so I'm sitting there and I'm praying and I'm asking God to affirm my call to be a healer. And as the person passed by me, she placed her hand on my shoulder and she leaned down and she said two words to me. She said, "Living water." I began to become excited in my spirit. There was something bubbling up in me, and I just wanted to jump up and scream, and I wanted to get out of there as fast as I could and just go to where the water is. You see, I love water. I like to hike by water where there's streams and waterfalls, and I like to walk the beach or the causeway. Water's always had a significant meaning for me. And she just said those two words. Now, we weren't anywhere near Jacksonville Beach, but as soon as that session was over, I jumped in my car, I drove to the beach, and I walked. And I just felt the living water bubbling up and overflowing within me. That's what God wants for all of us. Water is life. When you think about it, back to the creation story, Genesis 1:20 says that the water was swarming with fish and other life. The rain that comes down, we had a great rain shower that just washed that pollen away this week, amen? My car got washed, it was awesome. But as it washes away the pollen, the dirt, and the debris, it also replenishes and restores the earth, making things green and grow, bringing new life. When we drink water, it flushes out the toxins and poison and waste in our system, but it also hydrates and makes everything function better, bringing new life to our bodies. Water is life. So with all of this context, let's take a look at our scripture today. Last week, we were at the woman of the well, and we will return to that in the series. But today, I just want to focus on living water. And so in John 7 that Susan read for us, Jesus and the disciples are at a festival. They're at the Festival of Booths. Try and say that easily. It's Festival of Booths. And what this was, it was a celebration of the Israelites traveling homeless through the wilderness, and they had to build these makeshift houses to stay in as they traveled. And so to celebrate and to remember that, they would make booths in the city of Jerusalem, and they'd stay in that for the week. And every day there was ceremony and there was celebration. It was also a harvest festival. It usually happened in the fall. So they would bring their first fruits, and they would offer that as a sacrifice to God. But there was one ceremony that was happening every day that had to do with water. And the priest would take a pitcher from the temple, and he would walk out to the pool of Siloam, and he would fill it up to almost overflowing. And then he would walk back into the temple, and as he walked through the gates, the people began to recite Isaiah 12. And they would recite this: With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. Will you say that with me? With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. Again, with joy. One more time. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. And then the priest would pour the water out as an offering to God. And it was a thanks for the gift of water. And it was also a thank you and a prayer for rain for their harvest. And it was a remembrance of when the people were again in the wilderness and they were wandering and they were thirsty and they cried out. And God provided water from a rock. We see this in Exodus 17:6. I will stand before you on the rock of Mount Sinai. Strike the rock and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink. So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. This is what was happening in Jerusalem, friends, and this is the context in which Jesus stands up and shouts to the crowd, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." Now he says, as said in scripture, and it really, Jesus is wonderful at quoting scripture. This is not a direct quote. This is more of a composite of several scriptures that talk about water. So maybe if we look at Isaiah 58:11, it says, "The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring." Or maybe he was thinking of Isaiah 44:3, which says, "For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your children." Or he could have been thinking of Zechariah 14:8. Where Zechariah says from a vision he has, "On that day, life-giving water will flow out from Jerusalem." Jesus is the living water. All who come to him will not be thirsty anymore. What does this mean that he is the living water? What does that bring to us and to our lives? It brings us peace, hope, and joy. But if you don't believe me that Jesus is the living water, let's take a look at scripture. Exodus 17:8. Sorry, 17:6. Again, at the very end, "So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on." Paul takes this scripture and this story, and he is teaching and he is talking to the new believers and to those who he's trying to share the gospel message with. And in 1 Corinthians 10:4, he says this, "And all of them drank the same spiritual water. They drank from the spiritual rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ." Christ was with the Israelites in the wilderness. Christ was with God in the beginning of all creation. And Paul says this, "The spiritual rock that traveled with them, Christ is that rock." Amen? He was with them. He provided water. He quenched their thirst as it gushed out of that rock. But friends, we are in the Lenten season. And in just a few short weeks, we are going to be remembering the passion of Christ and all that he went through leading up to the cross. And this scripture from John 19, I want you to compare to Exodus when the water poured from the rock. Because the rock was hanging on a cross. And one of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed. Jesus is our rock and our living water. And it is from his heart that this water flows. And as the scripture said, it is the Holy Spirit that he gives to us. From his heart, it flows from him into us in by way of the Holy Spirit. John 7:38 that Susan read, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." And then in 39, when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we are filled, overflowing with this living water. Jesus wants us to have life and to have it abundant. Remember, I said that water is life. We can't have life without Jesus. And when he fills us with his Holy Spirit, he fills us with those gifts and fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the elements that make up the living water that flows within us, bubbles up out of us. Because you see, it is not supposed to be a pool sitting within our soul. It is living water, and living water flows. It flows into us from Jesus and out of us to a thirsty world. Matthew 10:42 shares this, because Jesus is sending out the 12 disciples to go, preach, baptize, heal in my name. And he says, and if you give a cup of cold water to one of the least of these my followers, you will surely be rewarded. Believers, we not only drink this living water, but we become channels of the living water for a thirsty world. Are you ready to be filled up today?
Fill my cup, fill it up.
Today, I want to invite you to drink from the living water. We have water stations around the sanctuary this morning. And it will be a time for you who have been baptized to remember that that living water flows through you. I invite you to dip your finger in the water, touch your forehead, and remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember that Jesus has washed you clean and is restoring you to new life every day. Now, for those of you who have not yet been baptized, you too are welcome to come to the water today. Touch that water and pray. And if you would like to be baptized, come see me at the end of the service. We are having our beach baptism next week, and we would love to have you join us there and participate. John the Baptist said that I came to baptize with water, but he who comes after me will baptize with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the living water flowing from the heart of Jesus Christ. And it flows freely into each and every one of us. So let us enter into a time of prayer for one another and for ourselves as we go to the water. And remember these words that Jesus said in Revelation, "Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of Jesus, the water of life. Come with joy and draw water from the well of salvation."